Good morning. Killer whales severely damaged a sailing boat off the coast yesterday, adding to dozens of orca attacks on vessels recorded so far this year on both the Spanish and the Portuguese coasts. In the early hours of yesterday, a group of orcas broke the rudder and pierced the hull after ramming into the Mustique on its way to Gibraltar, prompting its crew of four to contact authorities for help. The Coast Guard sent a rapid response vessel and a helicopter carrying a bilge pump to assist the 20-metre vessel, which was sailing under a British flag. The Mustique was towed into the port of Barbate and Cadiz for repairs. According to the research group GTOA, which tracks populations of the Iberian orca subspecies, the incident follows at least 20 interactions this month alone in the Straits of Gibraltar between small vessels and the highly social animals. In 2022, there were 207 reported interactions. Earlier this month, the sailing yacht, the Albaran Champagne, suffered a similar impact from three orcas half a nautical mile off Barbate. The ship could not be towed as it was completely flooded and was left adrift to sink. Although known as killer whales, the endangered orcas are part of the dolphin family. They can measure up to 8 metres in length and weigh up to 6 tons as adults. One of the most iconic tourist attractions on Las Palmas de Gran Canaria, the replica of the ship, the La Niña, went up in flames yesterday morning. In the early hours, a fire broke out on the ship, which had been lying near the Santa Catalina Park since the year 2000. Although the exact cause of the fire is still unknown, it's noted that homeless people regularly use the space as a shelter. According to the latest data from the European Oil Bulletin published yesterday, the average price of fuel continues to fall slightly. In the last week, both petrol and diesel prices have dropped at the pumps by a fraction of 1 cent per litre. Petrol now stands at €1.576 per litre after falling 0.19%, whilst diesel is down by 0.14% to €1.409 a litre. These are the lowest levels reached so far this year. And Spain's Paula Badosa will miss the French Open after suffering a stress fracture in her spine at the Italian Open last week. The 25-year-old, who was ranked second a year ago, has dropped to 29th amid an injury-ridden season. She was knocked out of the quarterfinals in Rome. Badosa also missed the Australian Open in January due to a thigh injury sustained in a tune-up tournament in Adelaide. The French Open begins on Sunday. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.